WFXX. Once again,
your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America. 98.7
The Fox.
Once again, I can't do what he does.
It's a marvelous, maniacal, something M-word Monday.
Okay, I tried. There we go. It's Let's Talk here to start another fun week. Hi, folks. Scott Giese with you. Yes, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, he's away again today. Now, when I'm away, he always says, I'm on assignment, which is true. I'm out working, doing something. All right. Half the time when he does it, well, that's not fair. That's not true. He is on assignment this morning. He is doing something very important, which unfortunately, it's this morning. All right, Friday he wasn't here because there was that Penn State wrestling match down in Philadelphia against Drexel on Friday night. Today he's got a morning activity, very important morning activity. All right, so he will be back tomorrow. All right, so let's see what trouble I can get into today. All right, here for a Monday to start a week after a, can we call it a very interesting weekend? Especially on the sports front, we can call it that, right? Very, very interesting weekend, which we will get into some of that as the show continues. All right, we have an open line program. We actually have open lines for the whole show. Normally on Mondays, our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, joins us later in the 9 o'clock hour. He's on assignment this morning, or today. So right now, we're hoping to have Joe back on talking weather with us probably on Wednesday morning. So stay tuned for that. So, folks, I'm sorry. You're stuck with me. All right. Oh, I see the listeners all tuning out. Okay. Come on. Come on back. Anyway, open line program. Oh, lots to talk about. Yes, sports. No doubt about that. Newsy stuff. I'm finally going to talk healthcare today. I've been kind of putting this off and putting this off, but either it could be this week, maybe next week. Healthcare is going to be the national issue again. All right, down in Congress in D.C., it's about to hit. I made one remark last week. The Republicans now are stuck on healthcare. They are stuck. Meaning, what are they going to do? Well, I've got some thoughts and some information, which when I go over this later in the show, if you've had any encounter with healthcare recently, you had a doctor's appointment, you had a procedure done or something like that, and when I'm going through this, you'll all be nodding your heads like, yep, that sounds familiar, yep, yep, yep. And, well, let's hold that for later on, all right? I got the evidence right here in front of me, all right? So we'll stay tuned for that. So we have a very busy show. Let's start with weather, all right, very quickly. Today looks like it'll be a nice day. Not as cold today. Now, maybe, depending on where you live, all right, you've got some snow and you don't have some snow because we had some temperatures up over freezing over the weekend. It's going to get cold again probably tomorrow night. It's going to be really cold. On my drive to the studio this morning, 18 degrees on my thermometer. I'm like, yeah, that's about right. Snow later this week, maybe not much. All right. And again, hopefully our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, is going to join us on Wednesday. And if we get anything, it's going to be later this week. So maybe Joe's timing is like right on the money. Okay. By the way, open line time if you'd like to chime in. Here's the phone number, 814-954-7266. Talk about anything you like, including all that weekend stuff. 814-954-7266. Could not help but notice. Now, Scott here, I live in Penns Valley, all right? On my drive to the studio, I'm looking over. The lights are on at Tussie Mountain Ski Area. All right, I think those folks have finally decided, yep, it's time. And you can kind of see from a distance, you see kind of, it looks like snow flying. I think they've got the snow guns on. The lights were definitely on, like overnight into like early this morning. And so, hey, It's time. Now, the winter solstice is not officially for, what, another 2 weeks or so. All right, the first day of winter, the shortest day of the year, not the 24-hour part, the amount of sunlight part. That would be, well, I'm looking at our calendar in the studio. Yeah, that would be December 21. All right, 2 weeks from now. Hey, folks, winter's here. All right, yeah, we're going to get some more days above freezing. We're also going to get some nights well below freezing. So hopefully you've already kind of prepared for that. Also, it's deer season, week two this week. Yeah, yep, what I call rifle deer season runs through the 13th, so that would be, what would that be? That would be for Saturday, yeah. And hey, I tell you what, they're still out there. Now, if you live in a rural area, you're nodding your head like, yes, they are. Here's a quick story. Now, this goes back to Thursday evening of last week, I'm going to have some fun this winter. I'm going to be, actually for the first time, I'm going to be the Penns Valley basketball announcer. Just having some fun because I love those kids, the boys and the girls. They're great. Penns Valley got some basketball teams this year. All right, warning to other schools. Hello. Oh, wrestling team too. All right. Warning to other schools. Hello. I don't do wrestling. All right. Wrestling's not my thing. Basketball, okay. So Thursday evening last week, there was a game. So I'm driving to the school. And from where I live, I sort of take a back road to get to the school. And I'm driving on this back road. It's a little after dark, or maybe around dusk or so. And I'm driving on this country road, and there it is. There's a deer crossing in front of me. And then I start counting. One, two, three, four, five, six deer cross the road in front of me from like one field to another field. Luckily, it was well in front of me, so I was able to slow down really quick, like, whoa, hello, six. So the deer are still out there, and I tell you what, now again, this, hunting season goes from sunrise to sunset on a day. So this was after sunset. I'm thinking, hey, these deer are pretty smart, you know, pretty smart deer. So artificial intelligence, I don't know what that would be, but the deer are still out there. So you hunters, you didn't bag one last week. Come on, get out there and do your job, if you will, this week. Yeah, from now till Saturday. Let's see if we can get that done. All right, now yesterday, hopefully you know what yesterday was. Yesterday, Pearl Harbor Day, which now, unfortunately, anymore is it's a total afterthought. Nobody cares. Well, virtually nobody cares for an event that took place, let me do the quick math, 84 years ago yesterday. Folks, we cannot allow this to become an afterthought. All right, we just can't. So I read some coverage yesterday, of course, of, very solemn ceremonies out in Hawaii. And according to, actually, maybe two stories I saw, for the very first time yesterday, no Pearl Harbor survivors attended. Now, it's said that there's maybe a dozen guys left. That's it. Maybe a dozen. And, of course, if you, again, do the math, these guys are all over 100 years old. And there's maybe a dozen of them left. And, all right, think over 100 years old. I mean, that's obviously way up there. Apparently, none of the men could make the trip to Hawaii this year. I would assume, health and all that sort of thing. Again, it's not going to be very long before we don't have those dozen guys, obviously. Probably a very short period of time here. We can never, never, never forget what happened that day. That day in 9/11. 9/11 is starting to become an afterthought, isn't it? All right, that's been 24 years. I'll be curious to see what they do next year. 25 is like a magic number. What they do for the 25th anniversary of 9/11 next September. Folks, we can never, never, never forget those days, because as soon as we do, it's going to happen again. Something, somebody, somewhere. Maybe not here, but it's going to be somewhere. Taiwan, all right, it's going to be somewhere. It's going to happen again. And we're going to get caught with our pants down like we did on Pearl Harbor Day, like we did on 9/11, we're going to get caught sleeping, and we're going to get nailed. We cannot allow that to happen, even for an event that was 84 years ago. Do they even mention Pearl Harbor Day in schools anymore? I mean, is it part of the curriculum? Anything? Do we do anything with that stuff? I don't know. I have no clue. My girls have been out of school for a long time, so I have no idea. We can never forget that. Never, never, never. And I'm just fearful that maybe when that last Pearl Harbor survivor passes away, which could happen in the next 1 or 2 years, that's just going to become like old news. No, the lesson from that can never become old news. Folks, together, we need to do this. Don't want to get caught by surprise. Never, never again. Never let our guard down. 9/11, we let our guard down. We cannot allow that to happen again. All right, some other things. All right, you looking for a Christmas gift? Of course you are. Lots of folks are. How about the Powerball jackpot? All right, that may be a pretty bad example. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is supposed to be at least $875 million. How's that for a gift? All right. Boom. Here we go. It's headed for another billion-dollar jackpot. We just had one of those, what, earlier in the fall? Like, holy smokes, that's a lot of money. Now, we had this blurb, oh gosh, this is weeks ago, I think, which I received from our local state senator, Chris Dush, that there is a bill in Harrisburg. I'm not sure if Senator Dush introduced it or if he's just backing it. I can't remember. That if you are a gigantic lottery winner in Pennsylvania, under this bill, and I really want this to become law because it just should be, that you can remain anonymous. All right. Your name does not have to be given out if you win a big, big lottery jackpot. Right now, by our state rules, if you would play this jackpot tonight and you would win, you know, you'd be like the only winner or one of two winners or something like that, and you're gonna get a massive amount of money. By law, Pennsylvania will tell everybody who the winner was. Hey, the winner was Joe Smith. Hey, there's a lot of states where you are allowed to remain anonymous. Now, I guess under this bill, if I understand it correctly, they would say, okay, the big winners from Pennsylvania. And the big winner, the winning ticket was sold at a store in State College, Pennsylvania. They would have to do that part. They would have to say, here's where the winner was, here's where the winning ticket was sold. But in a number, I think in a majority of states out there, they don't give your name. Unless for some reason you want them to give your name. So I guess it's the winner's choice. Although I've got to believe most winners would say, I'd rather you not give my name. I know if I somehow won the mega jackpot, I wouldn't want everybody in the Runkle knowing, hey, look what Scott has. No, not interested. So Senator Dush, if he or his staff are listening, keep pushing for that bill in the new year. That bill needs to pass. All right. That bill desperately needs to pass. Ugh. That's the only reason why I wouldn't want to win a big, you know, million-dollar whatever jackpot, is that everybody in the Runkle gets to find out, oh, Scott's got money. Oh, big money. Hey, I'm your long-lost second cousin once removed. No, just stop. No, please, no. So follow that one in the new year, all right? That's actually, I think, a really important bill that needs to become a law. Later on, of course, we'll talk Penn State football. Oh, boy, what a weekend. I mean, all the craziness on Friday, all that stuff, all right? Scuttlebutt going in all directions. First off, this story's a long way from over, all right? Now, later today, the Board of Trustees, and this is kind of a rubber stamp, will officially hire Matt Campbell as the new head football coach, Penn State. And then he will have some media gathering where they'll formally introduce him, and Pat Kraft will talk, and Coach Campbell will talk. I don't know, maybe some other people will talk. You know, here's what happened. Here's our views for the future. You know, all this stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Watch your news outlets, whatever your favorite news outlet is out there. They'll definitely have coverage. The room will be full. If there's a time, I missed it. It's sometime later today. All right, so the room will be full. But there's a long way to go on this story, and we'll talk more about this a little later in the show. And if you want to call in like, yeah, I like this, or no, I don't like this, okay, that's why we have an open line show. No surprise, we found out officially yesterday Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl. That's the game played at Yankee Stadium in the Big Apple, and it will be December 27th. So the tour agencies are already hawking. They're putting their messaging out there. I got a blurb last evening from the Penn State Alumni Association. And, of course, this game's in New York City. So the first few words of their message, start spreading the news. Okay. Frank is rolling over in his grave. He's hyping a football game. Start spreading the news. Penn State's in the Pinstripe Bowl against Clemson. Now, what do you think of that? Now, granted, Penn State and Clemson were two teams in August. Okay, here we go. They're going to be doing really good things. And they both went kerclunk, right? All right, Clemson, Dabo Sweeney was, I mean, there were some people, let's fire Sweeney. I'm thinking, wait a minute, the guy's won, two national championships? He's one of the most respected coaches in the country. Let's fire the guy. It's like, okay. There were some of us we really wanted Pitt. We wanted Penn State and Pitt because that game would have had meaning. All right, caller, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment. That game would have had real meaning. At least here in the state of Pennsylvania, it would have had meaning. Now, Penn State-Clemson should be a good game. That will get some viewers simply because it's Penn State and Clemson. Okay. Pitt, by the way, is going to a bowl game on the same day, December 27, roughly, actually, the same time. The Pinstripe Bowl, by the way, will kick off at high noon. All right, big noon. I forget which TV network's going to carry the game, but somebody will. Obviously, Penn State, Clemson, North, South, name recognition. It'll get notoriety. It'll get coverage. It'll get viewers. Okay. Pitt, meanwhile, is going to the Military Bowl. Now it's called the Military Bowl because they play it down in Annapolis, Maryland. And they're playing East Carolina. Somehow I think the Pitt fans are a bit underwhelmed. I've got to believe they wanted a game with Penn State. Oh, come on, we want to play Penn State. This might be the year we actually beat them. You know, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, not happening. Penn State, Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl. Pitt is stuck in Annapolis. That's the way it goes. Hey, let's take a quick call here. Why not? It's an open line day. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, my rhino friend. How are you?
Oh, no. It's where have you been lately?
I've been busy. I've been doing what Democrats don't know how to do, working.
Okay.
I've actually been producing stuff. You know what I figured out? I didn't call you about this, but you got me thinking. You know, Trump loves to build. He's a builder. The guy is actually a builder.
He's a real estate developer, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, he's a builder. There are real estate developers that are, you know, just push paper. But he really is a builder. I didn't realize that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he loves fixing things.
Come on. All those Trump hotels and whatever resorts.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that just for economic reasons.
I may not be a Donald Trump fan, but when it comes to building and stuff, he's not afraid to get his hands dirty.
How can't you be a fan of the guy that's making America great again and all the great? Look at the boats he's blowing up in Venezuela. How can you beat that, man? Talk about target practice. I love it. I would do it for free. You know,
I'm sure you would, yes.
Oh, I volunteered to fly the illegals over and drop them out at 10,000 feet with or without a parachute, and I'll use my own gas and my own plane. No call yet from the feds. You know, I don't know.
You have your own plane. Okay, wow.
Well, yeah, I flap not. My wings. I flap my wings and I put cardboard on them. My arms. Hey, listen, how about them Eagles? What do you think?
What, Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, are there any other?
Oh, there's a lot. Are you kidding? How many teams are called Eagles out there? There's a ton of them. By the way, we have the Eagles tonight here on 98.7 The Fox, Monday Night Football. We'll have that game on tonight. I believe our coverage starts at 7:30.
Yes, it does.
There
That's
we go.
What hurts.
Okay.
And they better win. They better win. You know, I actually hope they don't win because they'll just embarrass us in the Super Bowl. So, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Embarrass us? Who's us?
Philadelphia fans.
Oh, they'll just Philadelphia fans? All right.
Yeah, they'll screw it. They'll shoot the boot.
Eagles play the Chargers tonight, by the way. So, all right, go ahead.
Well, they're left coasters, so yeah, I hope they do win. Yeah, let them beat the pants off them. So, what do you think about, and I called for this reason, about the boats being targeted? Yeah. I love when the liberals go, there's no due process!
Well,
yeah,
actually, it's interesting. I was going to bring this up later. A line I use on the show a lot here is, it's interesting what makes a controversy. And I put this on that list. First off, I'm going to assume that our military isn't just pot-shotting at boats, like any old boat. Hey, there's a boat. Let's take it out. They have evidence that there's drugs on that boat. All right, they must have evidence there's drugs on that boat, like illegal drugs on that boat. And yes, from my perspective, if there's illegal drugs on that boat and it's headed toward our shore or, frankly, any other shore, all right, apparently one boat was not headed our way. Okay, but did it have illegal drugs on it? If it did, why are we allowing it to get to its destination? We should stop that. Because illegal drugs inevitably will kill people. So personally, caller, I don't have a problem with our military taking out those boats. If they've got the evidence, there's illegal drugs. And so far, of all the ones that we've been able to, like we, us, been able to get evidence, yeah, there's illegal drugs. There's one. I don't have any problem at all taking them out. Now, they're doing it with drones and all that sort of thing. I don't have any problem at all with them taking it out. They deserve what they get.
You may not be a rhino after all. Wow.
What's the rhino view here? Tell me, what's the rhino view? Those are bad guys in those boats. They're carrying illegal drugs that are going to kill people. Why do we want that? We need to take that out. So why is that rhino? What's rhino with that?
Well, because a lot of Republicans would go, well, you know, like Rand Paul, okay, who's a total rhino. Well, what about the due process? We don't get due process. We're not American citizens. It's admiralty. This is admiralty stuff. What's interesting is they actually know where they're coming from. This is what's interesting, Scott. And I've had a drone for years, and the technology the government has is probably amazing beyond belief. Because I just have a regular old cheapo drone, and that thing can fly 8 miles. But they say they can detect where it's originating. They know the names of these people boarding the boats. They know where they live. They know the type of drugs they're putting on the boats. Now, they're not going to reveal it for national security reasons, but evidently they've got them mailed. I mean, it's not like, oh, there's a boat with some canisters on it, let's blow it up. They know the origins of it. They're following these guys. I'm sure this has been in the works for about a year. They didn't just decide to do this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You don't snap your fingers and do something like this. You got to make sure your intelligence is accurate and track it all the way down to the source. I'll agree with that last part. This is not something that just started to happen. They had to have been working on this for months before they started this operation.
Yeah, you know what? I keep analyzing everything, especially Trump. And I'm going to tell you where I think he is, because you have to do that, because people grow. You know, he doesn't like war. He stopped 8 wars already. What he's done in the Middle East is amazing. But I think it's akin to, this is what I can compare it to. Your daughter's bringing some scumbag into your house, and you know he has drugs on him.
Okay.
So you meet him at the front door, and you punch him in the face. And you go, oh, I don't know what happened to him, hon. You're upstairs coming down getting ready for your date, but I don't know. And in the meantime, you punch him in his face, he fell in the woods, and all his drugs fell out of his, because now he wants to bring drugs into your house. And I think that's what Trump's doing. He looks at the United States of America, which he loves, as his house. And you're not gonna pervert it or subvert it. Now, and that, let me tell you where that reflects. It's in the Kennedy Center, where he spent millions of dollars to restore it. The White House was a mess from everyone that's told me they've been there recently. It was in shambles, and he restored it. And this ballroom isn't actually a ballroom. It's a room to entertain. We are the most powerful country in the world, and we don't have a decent room to entertain dignitaries. That's embarrassing. And the best thing is, we're not spending a dollar of taxpayer dollars. Caterpillar volunteered. Carrier, Air, $18 million worth of air conditioning. Business is just volunteering to help build this. And the left can never give him credit. You know why? They love destruction. And I'm going to give you an example. In Philadelphia.
Real quick. Hurry up.
One end of the street, and it's the same socioeconomics. One row on one side has lower income people. That's all I'll say who they are, because I don't want to be called a fascist, racist, whatever they call us. On the other side are Japanese Americans. Guess which side is pristine and which side looks like a crap hole? If you go down that row of street, if you go down that street, on the left side is, whatever. On the right side are Japanese Americans. Which one do you think looks pristine?
I guess the right side.
Of course. Because they have pride in their culture. Because, Scott, this is all about culture.
Culture.
It's not about color.
Okay.
Color. It's about how you're raised and how you treat your stuff and how you treat others. And Trump treats most people with dignity until you screw with them. And we call that in the Northeast, and people, guys like you don't get it because you're in North Central Pennsylvania, and Southerners don't get it. But when you're in the Northeast, and we call them one-ups, we were kids, you start calling us names, we're going to double down. And we're going to make you hurt, verbally. And then when we start talking about your mama and your grandmama, now you know it's reached a pinnacle. And it can be with your friends. But that's what Trump does. He is mild and calm until he's attacked.
Okay.
And once again, I want you to mark this down, because I predicted this in 2016. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be the first female president of the United States. Mark my words.
Seriously?
Absolutely. I don't trust Vance. And here's where Trump was wrong.
Oh, boy.
He did nothing to get her elected. I've interviewed Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way.
Oh.
She is a hardcore Ronald Reagan conservative. She helped him get elected. She came from nothing. She runs a multi-million-dollar construction company, one of the smartest people I've ever interviewed. She's amazing and a true conservative. And I think the fight is phony, because I don't think Trump actually trusts J.D. Vance. I think Vance could be a rhino, but he trusts Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Those two are on the outs now.
That's phony. Dude, that's phony. When I was in radio years ago, I interviewed two candidates for Pennsylvania Senate. And on the air, they were going at each other's throats. They looked like, when the mics were up, they were like, "We still going to dinner tonight?" "Yeah, my wife." And I was like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They're conning us." And as God is my witness, that's exactly what happened. When that mic went on, they hated each other. When that mic was off, they were friends.
Interesting.
And that's exactly what Trump did with Elon Musk, and that's exactly what he's doing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mark my word. Watch.
We're going to mark your words, all right?
Our first female president is going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No.
Okay.
No. We got to go, all right? Got to go. Thanks for your call. Although I'm going to say no, 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 for a host of reasons, no. But anyway, very interesting. All right, folks, we got to take a break. All right, we're behind schedule already, which is our norm. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come back with our sports update, a busy weekend, oh yeah. And then later on, open line time, the Penn State football coach, the bowl situation. Oh, man, the arguing about the football playoffs. Ooh, if you somehow missed it yesterday, oh, my gosh, this is nuts. Yes, we're going to talk health care, and I've got my example right here. Like, folks, we have got to do something about this. All right? And a lot of you, again, when I relate this later, you will nod your heads like, yeah, that sounds about right. And some other things, and your calls. So don't go anywhere. We'll come back with more of the program after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. The Fox Sports Weekend.
Is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable. unbelievable.
It's the NFL Sundays on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Fox Sports.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home. Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House. A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania. The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
I don't know, can we call this the Empire Strikes Back, maybe? Okay, we're having too much fun and it's too early. Scott here with you for Let's Talk on a Monday morning. Again, our buddy the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, is actually on assignment with an activity this morning that he needs to attend to. He'll be back tomorrow. But we'll have some open line time a little bit later on, so stay tuned for that, including Penn State football, the Empire Strikes Back. I don't know, that could be a theme, I don't know. All right, let's do our sports segment here. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know when I get a chance to drive solo, when our buddy the Ironhead's here, he always leads with Penn State. I like to lead with high school. And so I'm going to lead with high school. I'm the contrarian. And let me lead actually with this, because I'm pretty sure I don't have everything here from a busy weekend of sports, because we can't literally be in all directions. All the local high schools and all that sort of, it can't be in all directions. So I know some of you can be. I want you to mark this down, if you would, please, for basketball, of course, this winter, for wrestling, maybe for some other, you know, youth sports activities. If you have results and you'd like to get them to us, here's an easy way to do it. Go to our website, 987thefox.info, click on the Contact Us link. right at the top of the page. And put in your information, and whatever information you have, don't try to fool us, all right? We can figure that part out. But if you're out and about, you went to a high school, it could be a junior high game, for goodness sakes. We like to report local sports results when we get, when we're able to get them, and sometimes, you know, that's the hard part. If you can help us out, go to our website, 987thefox.info, click on the Contact Us link right at the top of the page. Put in your name, your email, your information, whatever it is you have to share. We'd appreciate that greatly because we'd like to get as much as we possibly can. All right, let's start with high school stuff. Start with basketball. Penns Valley boys had a pretty good game Friday night. They had a win at Chestnut Ridge, 86-46. Spencer Aldhouse had a night, 34 points to lead the Rams Friday night. Julian Battaglia had 12 points and Carter Ironside had 10. Penns Valley boys now 2-0. Interesting road game at Hollidaysburg tonight. That'll be 7:30. Also Friday, Bald Eagle area lost to Forest Hills, 68-37. James Cowan led the Eagles with 14 points. St. Joseph's defeated Millersburg on Friday night, 72-25. Woo, that's a pretty good score. Tonight, among the action tonight, State College boys will be hosting Hempfield. That's tonight at 6:30. Girls basketball Friday night, Belfont lost to Richland, 61-23. St. Joseph's lost a tough game at Indiana, or to Indiana, final score 53-46. Belfont wrestling team got three wins on Saturday at the Gary Woodruff Memorial Duel Tournament. That's in Wyalusing. That's up near the New York border. The Red Raiders defeated Scranton Prep 66-6. Beat Wyoming area 65-11, and then edged out Wallen Paulpack 33-30. Good regional rivalry tomorrow night. Belfont at Phillipsburg Osceola. That's tomorrow night at 7. The Belfont boys and girls swim teams on Friday lost to Central Cambria. The boys lost 115-8. The girls lost 94-74. Those two teams back in action on Wednesday. They make the long road trip down to Somerset. Again, if you got some more action, 987thefox.info. Click on the Contact Us link. We'd love to share some of that stuff. We do check it out, so no goofiness, but we appreciate the help. Thank you. All right, on the Penn State front, did you know Penn State has a football coach? Oh, boom! And it was on Friday. Boom! Now, you know, 72 hours ago, I'm doing this show, the Ironheads Away for Wrestling. Matt Campbell from Iowa State was the big rumor. And my thought on Friday morning was, okay, is Iowa State going to do whatever all these other schools did? They're going to go to the bank. They're going to go find money. They're going to throw money at it. Well, apparently none of that happened. Surprise. And so Penn State has a new football coach. Matt Campbell will be officially introduced later today, leaving Iowa State after 10 seasons. Campbell is the all-time Cyclones wins leader. In 10 years, 72 wins, 55 losses. He's going to be signing, not yet, but today, an 8-year deal, which is supposed to be finalized by the Board of Trustees. It's allegedly going to be $80 million for 8 years. All right, we'll see what happens. Campbell coached at Toledo for 4 years before he took the Iowa State job. A native of Ohio, if you're familiar with Division III football, Mount Union is like, not Mount Union just south of us, all right? Mount Union in the Midwest is like the Division III powerhouse for so many years. Well, he went to Mount Union, played collegiately at Pitt for a season before he went to Mount Union, won three Division III national championships as a player there. Now, again, this story is not nearly over, and we'll talk more about this maybe after the break. There's a lot of different elements here. We did get the word over the weekend Terry Smith is staying at Penn State. Not sure exactly what his role is going to be, He's obviously not going to be the head coach. Is he going to be an associate head coach again? General manager, that position kind of floats out there. A couple of, you know, reporters said that he will become the highest paid non-coordinator in the country. So at the very least, Terry's getting a raise. Maybe we'll find out today exactly what his role is supposed to be. All the rumors that, okay, he's going to join Franklin at Virginia Tech. Connecticut's looking at him. Memphis is looking at him. If anything, Terry Smith made it very plain over the last number of weeks. He's a Penn State guy through and through. So the fact that he's staying doesn't really surprise me. Question is, what's he going to do? Maybe we'll find out later today, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, bowling. Yeah, let's go bowling. Not over at Northland, no, or Belfont, no. The 6-6 again, Nittany Lions again will be in the Pinstripe Bowl against Clemson on December 27. The Tigers were 7-5 this year. Again, they were supposed to be world beaters this year, and it didn't happen. Tom Allen, remember him? Former defensive coordinator for Penn State, last year. He left Penn State to go to Clemson, of all places. So that'll be an interesting reunion. That game again is at noon on Saturday, December 27th. Now I've got a quote here that Terry Smith says he's expecting most of the Penn State players will play in that game, but let's see. And I'm thinking especially seniors on their way out. You know, if you're thinking pros and the NFL draft come April, do you want to play in this game? Or is the concentration now more on your future career? There's going to be some Penn State players that are going to opt out. It's almost inevitable. Now, who, how many, nobody knows. All right. Interesting that Penn State and Clemson have only played once. They've only played one time in the past. And that was Citrus Bowl in the late 80s, and Clemson won the game. That's the only time these two have ever played. Penn State's been in the Pinstripe Bowl once before. That was back in 2014. Penn State beat Boston College 31-30. All right. Now, if you watched this yesterday, and I'm just going to gloss over this because we'll tackle it maybe more a little later in the show. The college football playoffs are now set, and oh, man, is the arguing going crazy. Indiana's the number one seed. I'm going to ring the bell for Indiana. They knocked off Ohio State on Saturday night. If you stayed to the end of that one, it was a great game. Not a lot of points. Obviously, it was 13-10. Great defensive effort, great plays. I guess in some small way, I'm an Indiana fan now. I like their quarterback, Mendoza. He should win the Heisman Trophy. We'll see if that happens here in a few days. He should be the winner. I like that kid. All right, I like, and amazingly, he's been in Indiana for 1 year. This is it. This year, boom. How about that? Yeah, the transfer portal is more important than the high school football recruiting. Some may still argue that, but the transfer portal, I think, has become more important. What's your opinion? So Indiana is the number one overall seed. Ohio State is the number two overall seed. No surprise. Georgia is the number three seed. They dismantled Alabama on Saturday. Yeah, Alabama got in. Let the arguing begin. Texas Tech is the number four seed. Whoa, where'd they come from? Two words. Well, more than two words. Transfer portal, NIL money. There's your, well, that's more, what is that, four words? There's how Texas Tech has suddenly become a college football power. All right, I know Patrick Mahomes used to play there, right? That was years ago. It's like, where'd these guys come from? Well, that's where they came from. Transfer portal, NIL money. Welcome to the future. There it is. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oregon is the 5 seed. Now, the first four teams, by the way, get a bye. So, not this weekend, but the initial games will be in 2 weekends. And then after that, roughly around the, you know, around the end of the year, around December 31st, January 1st is when the first round teams will get their chance to play. Oregon is the 5 seed. They will take on James Madison, the Sun Belt champ. A lot of folks are like, what are they doing here? Six seed Ole Miss, no Lane Kiffin, doesn't matter. We'll take on American Conference champion Tulane. Some people arguing about that one. Seven seed Texas A&M will host Miami. That'll get some eyeballs. That game will. Number eight seed Oklahoma will take on number nine seed Alabama. Now that's SEC now, okay? Yeah, a lot of folks arguing about Alabama, and yes, where is Notre Dame? They're not doing anything. If you missed it from yesterday, Notre Dame's elected. They're not playing in any bowl game this year, 10-2. They got rebuffed, and they're like, no, we're not going to go anywhere else. We're not that desperate for the money. Ooh, fighting words. Oh, yes. Watch Notre Dame. Oh, boy. And, again, Duke surprised everybody, I guess, and won the ACC championship with their upset over Virginia. Now, you win the ACC, you're in, right? Nope. And that's got people arguing. Why are we bothering with conference championship games if it doesn't get you in? In the basketball tournament, it gets you in. But apparently not in football. Oh, folks, the arguing is going in all directions right now. Woo! Start a campfire with this one. I mean, holy mackerel. Maybe we'll touch on that a little later on. Penn State women's volleyball season unfortunately came to an end over the weekend. Second round of the NCAA tournament. Top-seeded Texas on their court swept Penn State 25-16, 25-9, and 25-19. On Friday night, Penn State did win their first match against South Florida, 3-1. Kennedy Martin, another big night for her, 16 kills. Jillian Grimes ended her Penn State career. She had 11 digs. This is in the match with Texas. Torrey Stafford led Texas with 21 kills. Penn State's season record ends at 19-13. Penn State wrestling. I guess the only question I had Friday is, will the other teams score? Well, the other teams did score. All right. Friday night, Penn State overwhelmed Drexel 43-3. Yesterday at Rec Hall, they overwhelmed Lehigh 36-6. Penn State now has 74 consecutive dual meet wins. That is just now too shy. Do the countdown. Too shy of Oklahoma State's record of 76 straight, which goes all the way back to 1951. Do you think they're going to set it? Good chance. Yeah, good chance. In yesterday's win with Lehigh, Penn State got a pin from Levi Haynes, a win by injury default for P.J. Duke, Luke Lilladol, Marcus Blaze, Shan Van Ness, Mitchell Messenbrink, Rocco Welsh, Connor Mirasola also had wins yesterday. All right, now our buddy the Ironhead gets to make an interesting trip this weekend. Penn State's going to go all the way out to Wyoming for a matchup on Saturday night. That'll be 8 o'clock. It'll probably be another overwhelming, but we'll see what happens there. Penn State now 3-0 on the season. Also, Nittany Lions picked up a verbal commitment on Saturday for its class of 2027. This is Clinton Shepard, who is a 144-pound prospect from Crown Point, Indiana, rated as one of the top prospects in the country. He's just starting now his junior high school season, so he has two more years in school, but he's already committed to Penn State. He is one of four recruits for Penn State, ranked in the top 10. This is for the class of 27, not 26, 27. All right, it pays to plan ahead. The Lady Lion basketball team lost their Big 10 opener Saturday to Nebraska. A lot of points, 101-83. Gracie Merkel had 23 points. Kiyomi McMiller had 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Penn State now 6-2 on the season, 0-1 in the Big Ten. Lady Lions will host Arizona State. This is going to be an interesting game. Arizona State's undefeated. That game is tomorrow night at the Jordan Center. Check it out. Be there if you can. Tip off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Penn State men will begin conference play tomorrow night on the road at Indiana. Now, the Hoosiers dropped a game to Louisville on Saturday, 87-78. Top-ranked Purdue got thumped by Iowa State, probably ticked off about their football coach. Iowa State took it out on number one Purdue. Look at the score, 81-58. Wow. Michigan State lost a tough affair to Duke. Watch that one on TV, 66-60. Illinois beat Tennessee, 75-62. Michigan big over Rutgers, 101-60. Washington beat USC, 84-76. Ohio State edged Northwestern, 86-82. Iowa beat Maryland, 83-64. Wisconsin over Marquette, 96-76. UCLA beat Oregon, 74-63. Nebraska yesterday defeated Creighton, 71-50. Nebraska got a team this year. They are 9-0 now on the season. Penn State's Matty Pitts, let's switch to track, won the pentathlon meet at the Penn Opener in Philadelphia on Friday. Pitts won four of the five events, set a new personal record with 4,132 points to win that pentathlon. That's good. Also, the Nittany Lions' Lizzie Schreiber won the women's long jump, second in the triple jump at the Bucknell opener, at the Penn event. At the Bucknell opener, Penn State's Robert Allen won the men's high jump. Alex Pancoast won the women's weight throw. Penn State's Meredith Baham won the women's pole vault. And Penn State's Colin Burkhart won the men's weight throw. Penn State's Tristan McGarra was the winner of the men's pole vault at the event. Let's see, up in Boston, these folks were in all directions. Penn State's Ada Rand ran the second fastest women's 3K in Penn State history with a time of 9 minutes, 6.18 seconds. Also, let's see, in Boston, Tayissa Buchanan won the women's 800, time of 2 minutes, 2.67 seconds. That is the second fastest time in Penn State history. Penn State won 12 events on the weekend. That's a good weekend for indoor track. Penn State will have its first home indoor meet. That won't be until January 17. Penn State fencing teams competed at the Carla Mae Richards Invitational at Brandeis University yesterday. Men's and women's teams both defeated Haverford, but they also both lost to Boston College. The women defeated Brandeis and St. John's, lost to Brown and Wellesley, and also to Tufts. The men lost to Brandeis, but then defeated Wayne State and Wheaton, and then they lost to St. John's. Penn State, both teams, men and women, returned to action at the Penn Invitational, not until the new year, January 17. All right, speaking of arguing, did you watch the Steelers-Ravens game yesterday, or maybe listen to it here on 98.7 The Fox? Yes, the Steelers won 27-22, maybe with help. The touchdown catch that wasn't. And boy, I'd love to hear radio in Baltimore this morning. Oh, they've got to be arguing up one side and down the other. I thought it was a touchdown catch. At first, the referees thought it was a touchdown catch until they said the receiver, Isaiah Likely, didn't hold on to the ball long enough. And it was Joey Porter Jr., the former Nittany Lion, who eventually kind of knocked the ball out of his hands, and it was ruled an incomplete pass, and let the arguing commence, because that would have been the go-ahead touchdown. Whew. Okay. Lots of other action, by the way, from the NFL. You can check that out elsewhere. Tonight, we will have this game, the Eagles and the Chargers out in L.A. Listen for that game on our airwaves starting at 7:30 tonight right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. All right, we're going to take a break here. Again, we're way off schedule, but that's okay. We have open line time for the whole rest of the program. And yes, sportsy stuff. Yes, newsy stuff. Yes, your calls. I actually was going to talk about the drug boats. Like, why are we wound up about killing people who seemingly want to kill us? All right, if that's anti-Christian, I guess I plead guilty. Maybe we'll talk more on that, but hold that thought. Let's take a break. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News & World Report 2025 ranked Celebrationville of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now, that's a great accolade. Celebrationville of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Be a part of the best event of the winter. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com. Click on the Vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
You know, a hotel's just a hotel, but a house is a home.
Decorated to perfection with pride, love, and attention to detail. That's what you'll experience when you stay at the Keller House.
A delightful 1887 home in the village of Center Hall, Pennsylvania.
The Keller House is not just a bed and breakfast. The moment you open the door, you'll be amazed at the historic, unique, cozy feel of this beautiful Victorian home. The Keller House is just minutes away from State College. So if you're going to the game, turn your trip into a mini vacation. The Keller House Bed and Breakfast. Oh, and did I mention the delicious homemade cooked breakfasts? So good. Plus, you can choose from one of five themed bedrooms, each with its own bathroom and a central sitting room downstairs. Wireless high-speed internet is also provided. So, whether you're by yourself or bringing the whole family, the Keller House Bed and Breakfast in Center Hall will be your home away from home. KellerHouseBB.com. That's KellerHouseBB.com. 109 West Church Street, Center Hall.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move.
Oh!
I didn't drink too many. Only 30 cans of beer.
It is that time,
it must
folks.
Have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
It's this week.
The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year.
Absolutely. The question is, how many folks are doing that this week? It's the second week of deer camp.
and all my friends are here. Oh, boy. By the way, that's done by a group called Da Youpers. If somehow you've never heard that tune, look it up online. The classic second week of Deer Camp song. All right, folks, I'm going to do something goofy here. I'm going to do a really short segment, take another break so I can get things kind of back on schedule. We had calls, we had sport results and all that sort of thing. I'm going to do a super short segment right here. So if you have got callers and you want to call in, hold that thought. Just hold it for just a few minutes, all right? We'll get to you. Very quickly, a couple other sports things I missed because it was a busy weekend. State College High School girls basketball team, Skip Coleman tip-off tournament for the weekend. The Little Lady Lions went 1-1. They defeated Reading 44-40. They lost to Norwin 50-46. Cherie Wilson and Kenna Whitehurst were both named to the all-tournament team there. And the state high school football championship games were Thursday, Friday, Saturday of last week. All right, real quick, let's do the rundown, all right? In 1A, Bishop Guilfoyle got thumped by Clareton. Final score there was 35-3. Ouch. In AA, Southern Columbia wins again, all right? And there is arguing. Like, how does Southern Columbia stay in 2A seemingly every year? There's a thought, maybe. I have friends at Southern Columbia. They're good folks. But I have continued to scratch my head, like, how do they keep doing this? Anyway, they beat Farrell 43-22. In 3A, Northwestern Lehigh, the winner, over Avonworth, 31-7. In 4A, Southern Lehigh got the win over Twin Valley, 43-21. In 5A, this time, Roman Catholic got the win over Bishop McDevitt, 28-6. That's a rematch of last year's game. Went to McDevitt. This time, Roman Catholic was the winner. And in 6A, it was LaSalle College. That's a high school. LaSalle College defeated Pittsburgh Central Catholic, 34-20. Central Catholic was the team that knocked State College out of the tournament. So, congratulations to all the winners. When is Southern Columbia finally going to move up to 3A? I don't know, but stay tuned. All right, now we're going to take our break, and we're going to come back. Yes, the Penn State football coach, of course. Take your calls. I've got my Republicans are stuck on health care debate with numbers and everything on how to help them solve it. We always want to solve our country's problems. So stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Bigger and better than ever, it's the 2026 Happy Valley Comic Convention, February 28th and March 1st at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with special guest Tricia Helfer, the gorgeous Cylon from Battlestar Galactica, and Tracy Coco from Star Trek, along with actors from Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, and other Japanese series. Collectibles, discussions, artist costume contest, and much more. Get your tickets starting now at $8 at HappyValleyComicCon.com. Kids 10 and under free on Sunday. HappyValleyComicCon.com. Made possible by a grant from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfont.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Your sports radio. Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA's Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
We're punching back. Penn State, that is, I guess. All right, let's talk here for a Monday morning. I got to do some movie theme, have some fun with movie themes here this morning. But welcome to a Monday show. If you're just tuning in, you were some other radio station. I'm not sure why you were over there, but that's okay. Welcome. Scott here with you again. The Ironhead Jeff Byers will be rejoining us tomorrow. He is genuinely on assignment today. He has this morning. He is doing something literally as we speak. All right, so he'll be joining us back tomorrow. And yes, I even said to him over the week, I said, "You want to call in?" He's like, "Scott, I'm too busy with the things I've got to be doing." I'm like, all right, that's fine. So we will hear his various thoughts and so on tomorrow. Actually, I tell you, you know, listen to our shows today. You know, Joe Ludnowski at noon. We got our friend Chris Buchanani in late lunch at 2. Keystone Sports Show at 3. When the Ironhead's back tomorrow, the Goon and Ironhead Show tomorrow afternoon. Of course, Penn State football coach talk, blah, 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 blah. There's going to be a lot. All right. Let me try my version. And if you'd like to join me, we have open lines for the rest of the hour, the whole hour. If you'd like to chime in on this or something else, that's fine. 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 from all the stuff that's been happening since Friday. All right. On Friday, you know, okay, might be Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Like, okay, this is the coach du jour because we've heard so many other ones. Well, a week ago, remember, it was the BYU coach, and a lot of us were scratching our heads like, really? I'm nothing against BYU, although BYU got dismantled by Texas Tech on Saturday. I mean, it was ugly. It was ugly. And I bet a lot of Penn State fans were watching that game like, that guy? Now, first off, that's unfair. Of course it is. Texas Tech, again, here we go. This is the future of college football. Texas Tech has built themselves into a powerhouse because of the transfer portal and NIL money. Right? Am I right on that? Is there something I'm missing? Doesn't matter if Patrick Mahomes is an alum. He's not the reason. Transfer portal, NIL money. Now, for those folks that have been the nervous Nellies about Penn State here in recent weeks, all I've got to do, if I wanted to, is I could say, transfer portal, NIL money. Transfer portal's coming up here shortly. Okay, what's going to happen? First off, again, if you don't know this, it's not official yet. It will be today. Board of Trustees has to officially vote. Okay, we approve him. Okay, here's how much he's getting. Allegedly, I think it's $80 million over 8 years. Okay. And then sometime later today, they'll have a media event where they'll formally introduce Coach Campbell. He'll talk to the media. Pat Kraft, I'm sure, will talk to the media, and so on. All right. So, again, watch your favorite news outlets today or later today. There will be, and online, too, of course. There will be tons and tons of coverage. Watch out. especially online, watch out for the people that I call the snipers. Oh, the snipers were busy over the weekend, weren't they? If you were on social media, now, ex-Twitter is what I call ex-Twitter is my favorite. And, yeah, the snipers were out in force over the weekend. There were some Penn State snipers, all right, going in different directions, saying things that either they just took wild guesses on or they were just wildly wrong. There was one wag on Friday. I don't know who this clown is, but he put something up. Breaking! Of course, got to put that down. Breaking! In tech capital letters. Breaking! At the beginning of his post. Penn State Board of Trustees will meet this weekend to talk about firing Pat Kraft. Just thinking, okay, pal, where did you get this from? All right, total crap. Just total garbage. But some of these folks, again, the most annoying thing maybe, I guess, about social media is there are people out there, they essentially will willingly say or post anything. And the idea is to get clicks. Click, 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 click. Get people to click on your message or follow you or something like that. Doesn't matter if it's, yeah, not quite accurate. Click, 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 click. All right? That drives me insane. It's like, okay, this is blatant. In some cases, I really do think it's blatant lying. They don't care. Click, 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 click. That's all they care about. Get me clicks. Accuracy means nothing to these people. So again, folks, please, when you're online, especially social media, you need to be a very discerning reader. And when you read something, you're thinking, what? Probably, more than likely, that's exactly what it is. Garbage. Just garbage. Ignore it. Actually, put it in your mind. Okay, who posted that? Okay, maybe I'm going to block that person or that alleged outlet because they're full of it, and I don't need to read that crap. Just a thought from your friend Scott, because I almost did that to this guy over the weekend when I saw Board of Trustees will be meeting to fire Pat Kraft. I'm thinking, oh, for God's sakes. No. Okay, no. Anyway. So yesterday, Coach Campbell apparently flies into State College, into the airport, and somehow people know. You know, we've got these apps now, if you're not familiar. There's these apps that follow plane flights. Because I guess whenever you have a plane flight, it needs to be, I guess, public, so to speak. So you've got your flight plan. You're going from here to there. So from this place to that place. And so there was a private jet, private plane that flew Coach Campbell, I guess, and his family and some other people from Iowa to here. People pick up on this stuff. Oh, there it is. And it says, okay, here's when the plane's supposed to arrive. Let's get to the airport. So there was a wait. There was a crowd waiting for him there yesterday. All right. I've got other things to do on a Sunday, but okay, if you want to go meet the new coach. And he... I don't know if he actually shook hands with fans. There was a fence in the way. He was kind of high-fiving them or something, waving. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. Again, there were a bunch of people there. They all had smartphones, so they're videoing away. And if you go online, you'll find this stuff. Just do a little searching. You'll find it. Of Coach Campbell getting off the plane. Remember, at our State College airport, you got to get off there at the tarmac before you can walk into the terminal. And so he's getting off the plane. Yay, people are cheering. First person to greet him at the bottom of the stairs, of course, was Pat Kraft. And they gave each other a big hug. Now, I want to see, maybe this has happened already, all right? People being who they are, and especially social media people being who they are. They gave a big hug. And if you know what a meme is, all right, a meme, you've seen them. A meme is like this still photo of something. It might be a funny photo. And then somebody writes some pithy, witty, whatever caption to the photo. And the idea with a meme, it's either supposed to make you think or it's supposed to make you laugh. So I'm wondering if somebody took a picture of the coach and the AD giving a big hug yesterday off the plane. I mean, there was no doubt Kraft looked really happy yesterday. Somebody kind of hones in on that picture and they write a meme. Thanks, you just saved my... three-letter word. You can fill it in. Rhymes with posterior. All right. Thanks, you just saved my... Maybe... All right, just maybe. All right, I'm having a little fun. Maybe, just maybe. Again, Pat Kraft met fans at the airport, and they're cheering. They're patting them on the back. Yay! You know, all this sort of thing. I'm like, okay. I wonder how many of these people just a few days ago said, fire the guy or something. Got to wonder. You got to wonder. Now, again, this whole saga, it went for, oh, my gosh, the better part of 2 months, right? Meanwhile, all these other coaches re-upping. As soon as their name got mentioned with Penn State, instant raise. I still maintain those coaches should be sending State College a check. Now, State College Food Bank, that little thing that happened with BYU last week, they made, what, over $5,000 in donations, which is great. That's wonderful, because I know the food bank could really use the money to help out, you know, local folks and stuff. I think some of, now that's from fans. I think some coaches who just got nice big fat raises, they should, like, send a check to this State College charity or that Center County charity or this Penn State charity or something. Come on, guys, we just made you a whole lot of money. I'm sure you can write a nice check for, oh, $10,000 and send it to a State College, Center County charity. Come on, guys, have a heart, have a brain. You got a wallet, why don't you use it? All right, just a thought. So anyway, coach comes yesterday, Pat Kraft's there. All right, now again, did you notice yesterday? Or no, actually, probably wasn't yesterday. I guess this might have been on Friday. Iowa State suddenly had a vacancy. Did you see how long it took them to fill their head coaching vacancy? I mean, I think I can count the hours on one hand. I think it took them hours to find Washington State head coach Jimmy Rogers, who is now the head coach at Iowa State. It took them hours. Penn State needed 2 months. I who knows? I mean, there's, I think I saw this more than one place. You know, it's like Matt Campbell's name has been on the list for a long time. You know, people, you know, trying to figure, okay, who could the next coach be? And they come up with a list. Matt Campbell's name's been on that list for a while, but according to at least one story, they reached out, apparently, allegedly, to Campbell's former agent. Remember, these guys all have agents now. They all have agents. Somebody reached out to Campbell's former agent, who apparently never quite got the message to Coach Campbell, allegedly. And that's the reason why, for the longest time, nothing was happening there. Now, that's one person's story. And again, I saw it on social media, so immediately I'm a little skeptical. Like, really? Okay, if you say so. I don't know about that. Now, again, this story is a long way from over. Past today, there are so many moving parts here. And again, listen to our afternoon shows. Those guys know far more than I do. All right, I'm surmising from a weekend of observations. All right, so listen to our shows, especially this afternoon from noon on. And then tomorrow afternoon, our buddy the Ironhead, the Goon and Ironhead show, those guys will have plenty to fill in with even more tomorrow afternoon. So listen to those shows here on 98.7 The Fox. All right, don't miss those. They're going to be really good. But, of course, there are so many moving parts here. So, for instance, and again, if you were following especially social media over the weekend, you saw a lot of this stuff. We assume most of it is accurate. All right, we assume this. We'll give it some time to see if it is. So if Coach Campbell is coming here, great. Okay, how many of his coaches are coming with him, like assistant coaches? Well, we've already, you know, had some names kind of talked out. John Heacock is his defensive coordinator. Allegedly, he's coming. Okay, great. As far as we know, Jim Knowles is still here, there. What happens to him? Is he going to get the boot? Is he going to be defensive coordinator and Heacock will be something else? Who knows? I mean, I know some of you, Jim Knowles, a bum. No, he's not a bum. He's a really good defensive coordinator, and his Ohio State resume proves it. And so, I don't know, will these two guys somehow work together? I mean, Knowles got a really big contract. You're just going to, whoop, throw it out. How does that work? Andy Kotelnicki, allegedly, maybe it wasn't him, did some posting on X Twitter essentially saying, hey, guys, what about me? I wonder if that was really him. Maybe it was somebody, I don't know, pretending to be him. Again, social media, I'm immediately skeptical. What happens to Kotel Nicki? Now, I know with a bunch of you, he's a bum. All right? Who's going to be the offensive coordinator? We don't know. Again, the whole thing with Terry Smith was interesting because, you know, Connecticut's interested in him. Memphis is interested in him. He could join Franklin in Virginia Tech. And I remember just looking at this like, none of that feels right because that's just not Coach Smith. He made that very plain over the last 2 months. He's a Penn State guy through and through. But he's also an important element of this, we'll call it a rebuild. And so almost as soon as it became very plain and obvious that Matt Campbell was going to be the new head coach, we get the word, okay, Coach Smith is staying. Apparently, I think it's a 4-year deal. Allegedly, he's going to be the highest paid non-coordinator in the country. But we're still not exactly sure, right now at least, what's he going to do? Is he going to be a field coach? That general manager role is sitting right there. It's going to be somebody. Who's it going to be? Now, Coach Smith, definitely want to keep him because, again, he's a Penn Stater 100%. All the players are behind Coach Smith. Remember all the signs? Hire Terry Smith. That if somehow they had done a clean house, when the transfer portal hits here in a couple of weeks, how many Nittany Lions would have said, sayonara, we're going somewhere else? It could have been a real fire sale, just poof. Now Coach Smith is staying. I assume he's talking to the kids saying, hey, guys, stay, stay, stay. You're Penn Staters. Stay. All right? We're going to have a new coach. We're going to do some things differently. We're excited for the future. You know, all that talk. Okay. And so having Terry staying, that's big. Now, what about other Penn State coaches? Assistant coaches and so on. Again, a lot of rumors flying around. Dan Connor, the former Nittany Lion, he's a coach, may join Franklin and Virginia Tech. Okay, we'll see what happens over time. So part of this is how many people is Campbell going to bring with him from Iowa State that he's used to working with? That makes sense, right? Used to working with. And then how many current Penn State coaches are just going to either move on or will sort of be told, thanks for helping out, we've got somebody else now. We don't know. All right, we'll find out in the coming days and weeks. I did find it interesting. Iowa State season this year, they started 5-0, and they were ranked at one point. Then they lost 4 straight games, and poof, out of the rankings they went. And then they won their last 3 games. So they finish 8-4. Does that sound familiar? Win a bunch of games, lose a bunch of games, win a bunch of games at the end. Does that sound familiar? How about that? I found that strangely ironic. All right, it's kind of weird. Again, you know, why was James Franklin fired? James Franklin was fired because he couldn't get it done on the field. All right, his field coaching, again, if you're a Penn State fan, we complained about this for years. This isn't just this fall. This fall was pretty much just, okay, here we go again. And finally, it just got to a breaking point, and Pat Kraft said he did his best Donald Trump apprentice, imitation, and said, "You're fired." Okay, is Matt Campbell going to do any better? I don't want to be insulting to Iowa State. All right, and some Iowa State snipers were all over social media over the weekend. Oh man, and not only Iowa State snipers, some Iowa snipers kind of joined in a little bit. I guess they were having fun at their state rivals' expense. Gotta love online snipers, right? So they're kind of going back and forth. Is Coach Campbell, is he going to be a good field coach? There's no doubt in my mind that Penn State's going to recruit just fine. I know some folks were just bailing. I mean, this goes back to 2012, after the Sandusky brouhaha. That, Penn State was going to fall apart, it was going to collapse, they're going to get crushed. And, of course, none of that was true. None of it. Why? Because Penn State is Penn State. Big, big-time program. Rabid fan base. whiteout, internationally known whiteout game that the TV networks can't wait to broadcast. I mean, they would line up to broadcast that night game. Hello, Fox. Night game. Other reasons. Tremendous alumni. One of the largest alumni bases of any university on the planet, as I recall. They were number one. Allegedly, they're number two now. I don't know. Whatever. It's huge. You got Beaver Stadium, 107,000 people. How many other schools can make that claim? And, of course, they're fixing up the place. $700 million when they're done, which, again, will not be in 2026 next year. It'll be in 27 is when it will be done. And if you've seen, earlier this year, if you saw some of the artist renderings and pictures and so on, I mean, I use the term Taj Mahal. Beaver Stadium is going to be a Taj Mahal. It's going to be the finest stadium, college football stadium in the country. Some other folks want to argue and claim that, whatever, go ahead. It's not, in 2 years, Beaver Stadium will be number one. And NIL money, and tradition, and they've won national champions, all that stuff. All right? Penn State is never going to crash and burn and collapse, no matter what the jealous suitors think. All right? You know, all the snipers, people out there. It's never going to happen. Now, do they have some rebuilding to do? Yes. Do they have some players to, I guess, maybe appease? Let's hope Tony Rojas is done posting. Tony, you've done enough, bud. You've done too much, bud. You're a valuable member of the defense. Now just be quiet and be a good, valuable member of the defense. And maybe some other players out there that, again, social media, I got to get on there and say something. No, you don't. Just turn it off. Just turn it off. So there's some rebuilding to do. Maybe not as much as you might think. Now, we've talked about this here on the show. Take a look at next year's football schedule and look at who Penn State is playing. They're not playing Ohio State. They're not playing Indiana. They're not playing Oregon next year. They're not playing any of those three. How about that? Now, dumb luck? Maybe. Michigan comes back on. Okay. USC comes back on. That should be a challenge. But right now, just if you judge it by right now, like how teams did this year and so on, Penn State's football schedule next year looks not daunting, all right? Now, of course, this year's schedule at one point was not daunting until whatever the heck happened at UCLA, all right? So maybe rule number one for Coach Campbell, don't do another UCLA game, okay? They were so unprepared, seemingly, for that game, and then Northwestern right after it. Seemingly unprepared for those games. And that's what cost James Franklin his job. Yes, snipers from Virginia Tech. Oh, I get a kick out of these folks. All right, the vaunted ACC. Now, I tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Now, again, folks, if you have thoughts, I'm glad you're listening. That's great. I'd like to know what you're thinking. 814-954-7266. We'll take a break, come back. I got to talk about the college football playoff. All the arguing up and down one side and the other about yesterday and the draw, and you put who in? You left who out? Oh, what! This is a great time to be a talk show host. Some of these folks make it too easy. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Almost Pink Panther-esque this weekend. Yeah, you agree? Maybe some bumbling, stumbling at various points, but you end up on your feet. That'd be the Pink Panther. Let's talk here for a Monday morning, Scott. I'm having way too much fun. How about some fun with you, all right? 814-954-7266. Again, our buddy, the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, he'll be back tomorrow. He's on assignment. He is doing some work this morning that he could not cut loose from. So we'll find out what he has to say on tomorrow's show. Let's see what you have to say. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Boy, the show seems to be going much smoother this morning. I don't know why.
Why? What does that mean?
You know I love Jeff. Here's my question to you Virginia techies. James Franklin, as was evidenced, could not really win what we would call the big game here for his entire career. What makes them think he's going to do it there?
Because they're in the ACC.
Yeah, but, you know, it's all relative. You know, you and I both know that the splash may be here and there for athletes across the board in the Big Ten, but they're not competing for the same athletes that we are in the Big Ten, nor will they get them over across the board. So, you know, it's sort of like that's why there's different divisions in the PIAA, you know. We're not quad A's aren't playing single A's.
Ooh,
but,
okay.
But you know what I'm saying is yes. That it's coaching. I don't care if it's ninth grade football. If you're not going to win, against your rival year after year after year, it's going to catch up to them. And I don't wish them any ill, but I don't see where they got any gift.
Caller, I can't disagree with you. I can't. I mean, again, James Franklin's a great guy. Everybody liked him. He said a lot of the right things. The problem is there's saying and there's doing. He said all the time, and the doing part is where we had a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, You know, I have a good friend of mine who neither one of us are really techies, so to speak. We're in our mid-70s or early 80s, and he did a lot of research beyond just the typical chatter and stuff. He's said people are going to be surprised. Campbell's a good coach.
Well, the only thing I'll say is I think they said a lot of the same stuff about James Franklin, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have to.
But I think he's.
See,
I agree. We've got to wait.
I don't want to insult Iowa State either. Big 12. I don't want to insult them either. But Iowa State, Virginia Tech, okay, second level. Penn State, top level. So now you're moving up to the top level. Okay, now what are you going to do? It's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah, I agree. But I think, I think we need to do, I distinctly remember saying out loud, James Franklin, who the hell's he? I think it's obvious you always get, it could have been, Saban, and somebody would have had a complaint. But I think we get, in 2 years, if he's not shown that he's got the connection with players and whatnot, which I think was sorely missing, I think the guy's got to have a chance. His record's no worse against similar competition to what Franklin was when he come flying in here from Vanderbilt. So I think we give him a shot. Was he first choice? I think Pat Kraft would absolutely admit that he was not the first choice.
No.
But things work out the way they worked out. And I dearly love Terry Smith. He's got everything going for him in the Penn State way. And my understanding is that they gave him a pretty substantial contract to stay. And,
yes.
And good for him, because bottom line is, you can bleed blue and white, but when you go to the grocery store, you need something green. So,
that's pretty good. I like that. All right.
So I think they're going to take care of him, and I think he's thankful for that. And I think in his heart, he knew he wasn't going to get the job.
As long as this dragged on, yes, he knew.
Once it got to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and they didn't name him, he was out.
He was the emergency backup.
Yeah, and I think there would be ultimately, in spite of the fact that he's well-loved around here, ultimately there would have been chatter about, God, how did we end up with just him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's better for him and probably better for the program that it turned out the way it did. And I'm certain he's going to have more than adequate input, because as it stands now, he's the man. I mean, outside of the head coach. So
okay.
I think we're going to be fine, like you said.
Yes.
They wrote us off before. And overall, if you look back the last 15 years, the savior we really had, I think, was Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yes.
I mean, he did way more than anybody expected. I mean, we were talking, the pundits were saying, Penn State will be lucky to be better than 2-11 for the next 15 years. You know, I think he did a tremendous job with what he had to work with.
I agree. Yes.
And I was actually thinking maybe had he been more successful where he is now at Boston College, he would have been in the mix.
Maybe. His name was barely mentioned over the last number of weeks. Interesting.
Yeah. But I would say this. As I said, boy, this show is going really smooth today. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. We do record the show. We post it on our website, 987thefox.info. I think maybe I'll just edit that part out. I don't want my buddy to hear that, so we'll let that alone. No, we're just having fun. 814-954-7266. Again, this story is a long way from done. There are still a lot of things that have to happen yet. The early signing period is now by the boards, and Penn State only got two guys. Oh, my God, it's disaster. Yeah, but the transfer portal's coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, in the old days, we didn't have that. So if you only signed two guys, it would have been a disaster. It would have been really bad. Not so much anymore. Look at Indiana. Look at Texas Tech. Two teams that have come out of nowhere. Where were these teams a couple of years ago? Zippo. And look what they're, I mean, Indiana, what a season they've had. Wow. They're the number one seed. Texas Tech in the playoff. Texas Tech come out of nowhere. Four seed. What do they have in common? Transfer portal. NIL money. Somebody opened up their checkbooks. That's apparently the future of college football now. Until it collapses. I still think this crazy system we have now is unsustainable. At some point, this is all going to... There's bills in Washington about doing this and that. And it, well, they've got to pass them first. And then there will be arguing about those. This setup is just insane. Let's see when the portal opens. A, how many current Penn State guys say, see ya, and they're out of here. There will be some. And then coming from the other direction, because I've got to believe Coach Campbell and whomever's with him, you know, they're going to be hitting the portal semi-hard. Now, hopefully they hold on to a lot of Penn State guys, because, folks, these guys aren't bums. They're really good players. What the heck happened in October? We're still scratching our heads. What happened there? Some, I mentioned this last week, some intrepid reporter will do a story once all the dust settles, and that may not be until spring, about what happened in October that the whole castle just crashed around James Franklin. What on earth happened in that three-week span? Well, actually, four-week span, because there was an open week in there someplace. What the heck happened? There's a story there, and some reporter, some outlet will dig into it. Probably not yet. I'm thinking spring, March, April, maybe around spring football time. Somebody should do some, you know, investigative story or something like that. I don't know. Maybe it'll be ESPN will do something. I kind of doubt it. It'll be some local or regional reporter or outlet that just, let's get to the answers. Let's talk to people. Let's do the investigating. Let's gather the info. And let's put the story together. Watch for that. All right? And if you're an intrepid reporter, and we know you're listening, I just gave you a Pulitzer Prize-winning, maybe not Pulitzer, story. Angle to follow. Oh, award-winning? If you do it well and you do it right, without a doubt, award-winning story. What happened in there's the headline. What happened in October? There, I'm just trying to help. You know, just trying to help. Did you notice this from the last few days? Now, remember a week ago, it was the BYU coach. Oh, my gosh, BYU fans were all on Twitter. Oh, my God. And then they threw extra money at the guy who was never going to leave. All right, I'm sorry, not going to happen. Some interesting person from BYU Online says, you know, hey, I don't know, for some reason, we should give back to State College. And they found State College Food Bank. Remember the story? And like 150 or more people made donations to the State College Food Bank, I think well over $5,000 from outside, which is like, great. I'm sure our food bank friends have been cheering for days. Like, yes, this is very helpful. Well, now, okay, look what Penn State just did. All right, took a guy from Iowa State. That's in Ames, Iowa. And somebody said, hey, why don't we do that? And so they found an outfit, Food at First, which I guess is a food bank in Ames, Iowa. And they posted online, hey, maybe we should do what our BYU friends did. And so I don't have a number, but some people started doing that over the weekend. They donated money to Food at First. Now, there's turning, what would you call that? Turning a negative into a positive, which is only a good thing. I don't know. Do some web searching if you want. You'll probably come across this. It's not a Penn State effort. It was just some, I don't know, fan who came up with this idea. All right, we found Food at First. Okay, let's donate money to them. All right, that's fun. The playoff, oh my gosh, and we don't have enough time. Again, listen to our shows this afternoon. starting with Joe Lodnoski at noon, our friend Chris Buchanani, late lunch at 2, Keystone Sports Network at 3, tomorrow, the Goon and Ironhead show tomorrow afternoon. I'm sure they're going to be digging a lot into this stuff. Notre Dame is pissed. That's in a word. Man, are they angry that they got snubbed yesterday. Now, anybody would like to have Notre Dame play in their bowl game. The Irish apparently just, they didn't have to hesitate much yesterday. They said, we're not playing in a bowl game this year. Have a nice time. Now, do they have an argument? Are they being petty? There's a lot of scuttlebutt and watch for stories here. Again, Notre Dame has this tie-in with the ACC, not in football. Other stuff. Could that be going away? Because the ACC, I mean, talk about a smack in the face. I mean, if you're an ACC fan, you are not happy today. Yes, Miami somehow got in. I actually made a mistake yesterday. I still have a hard time with Miami and the ACC, but they're in there. I said no ACC teams. Then I had to look again like, okay, wait a minute. Miami is in. Meanwhile, their championship game had Virginia and Duke. But somehow Miami got in. Duke, former Penn State coach Manny Diaz, pulled the upset and really messed things up on Saturday when they knocked off Virginia. That wasn't supposed to happen. So Duke is the ACC champion with 5 losses. And so you've got this argument going back and forth. Okay, it's 12 teams right now. Okay, do we have the 12 best teams? That's arguable. Sorry, Tulane. Sorry, James Madison. Is that the way it's supposed to be? The best teams? It isn't. Well, okay, if you actually win and you're a major conference and you win your championship in basketball, you get in. All right? If you've got a record and somehow you run the table and win your conference championship, you're in the big dance in March, right? You're in. But apparently, it doesn't work that way for football. So the ACC champion this year technically is Duke, and they're sitting at home. Well, then why do we have conference championship games to begin with? That's a waste of time. Let's see if conference championship games go the way of the dinosaur. Hey, go away, because it's pointless. Why are we doing this? Just for a trophy? Whoop-de-doo. Who cares? There are so many different elements here. There are people furious at the football playoff committee. I mean, I saw some of the debate a little bit yesterday. Some of ESPN's hosts actually found a backbone, and they started questioning these playoff guys. Like, okay, why'd you do that? What is this? Why did this happen? And boom, boom, boom. Notre Dame, really? Notre Dame, 10 straight wins. And the best 12 teams. And somehow Notre Dame isn't among them? They were. All right, well, Miami beat them. Yeah, way back in August, for God's sakes. And meanwhile, Notre Dame, 0-2. They got off to a bad start. Then they knocked off 10 straight wins. So if it's the 12 best teams, is it? Conference championships mean nothing. Oh, man, the whole college football world is just going berserk right now. They're going crazy. There are some schools that have elected not to go to a bowl game. Iowa State is one of those schools. They apparently had a vote. Now, this is after Friday when it was pretty certain Coach Campbell's leaving. Some other coaches are probably going to follow him. Some players may follow them. Iowa State did enough to get into a bowl game, but they had a vote over the weekend, decided, no, we're not going. Kansas State, also from the Big 12, announced, no, we're not going. Now, do you see what the Big 12's doing? They're going to fine both of those schools $500,000 for not playing in a bowl game. Big 12, you've got egg all over your face. You better grab 2 towels. You're going to fine these schools because they decided, nah, we don't want to do this. This is not worth our effort. Now, Iowa State is in a state of flux right now. I could understand. Kansas State, okay. But they're going to get fined by their own conference $500,000? Seriously? Wow. And then there were a bunch of other schools that could, there were a bunch of 5 and 7 schools that could have gotten bowl bids because somebody's got to play these games. Florida State, Auburn, Baylor, Rutgers, Temple, Kansas, Central Florida. Apparently all those schools said, no, we're not going. So last time I checked, and this might be filled in, the Birmingham Bowl is supposed to be Georgia Southern against, well, we don't know because they don't have anybody right now because all these other teams have decided now we're staying home. Whew, the college football world is just crazy. Before we take a break, it's not just football. I saw this blurb yesterday. The transfer portal is not just football. It's not just basketball. All right, apparently, according to one reporter, so I assume this is accurate, the college volleyball transfer portal opened up yesterday. And apparently, as of yesterday, almost immediately, around 400 players entered the college volleyball transfer portal yesterday. So there's what, 400? Now, granted, there's a lot of teams across the country, but still, that's a lot of gals. 400 are going to go different directions. And I'm sure Penn State will see if they lose somebody or somebody's, and will they gain somebody? All right, Kmart, Kennedy Martin was a transfer portal person from Florida. She had a great season. She's not going anywhere, as far as I know. With the portal, you're never quite sure, right? Ah, the future of college sports, isn't it fun? Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have just a few minutes of open line time. Still time for you to chime in. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Hi, listen, if you're considering an assisted living facility for yourself or a loved one, it's important that you choose a highly rated facility. And Celebrationville of Nittany Valley is one of those facilities. U.S. News and World Report 2025 ranked Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley as the best assisted living facility. Now that's a great accolade. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley specializes in enhanced personal and memory care. Located in State College, from the moment you arrive, you'll find your or your family members' needs are met with the utmost attention and mindfulness. Nestled in a quiet, modern setting, Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley offers a warm and friendly community that's close enough to town to keep you or your family member connected, yet far enough away to provide that peaceful country feeling. For details, go to CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. That's one word, CelebrationVillaOfNittanyValley.com. Or call one of our friendly staff members for leasing and sales. Call 814-235-7675. Celebration Villa of Nittany Valley.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Be a part of the best event of the winter, Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center. 100,000 square feet of fun with sci-fi and fantasy fans from across the region. If you're a vendor of anything looking to reach this energized audience, open space is currently available. Go to happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the vendors tab for information. Reserve your space today and get ready for a weekend of action and profit. happyvalleycomiccon.com, click on the vendors tab. Happy Valley Comic Con, February 28 and March 1 at Nittany Valley Sports Center.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
I'm in a movie theme vibe this morning. You know this one? Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, I love that series. Great movies. Yeah, maybe we're all just pirates today. We're all stealing things. I don't know. Let's talk here for a Monday morning. Just a few more minutes here. Scott with you again, our buddy, the Ironhead Jeff Byers. What does he have to say? We'll find out tomorrow. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. All right, I've got my healthcare stuff, which I'm going to save again because I don't have enough time. I've got about 3-4 minutes here. That's all I got left. I'm going to hold this. Maybe it'll be tomorrow. Maybe it'll be Wednesday. I've got the answer for Republicans right here in my hand. The healthcare crisis. They are stuck on healthcare. Something's got to give. If they say Republicans in D.C. say, nope, the Obamacare subsidies are dead, oh, that won't go over well. And health care will be firmly a Republican problem, not a Democrat problem anymore. It'll be a Republican problem. Got the answer for them, folks, but we're almost out of time. So I'm going to hold that for tomorrow. Tune back in tomorrow. You know, imagine you're an Iowa State fan today. Maybe you have friends in Iowa. They're an Iowa State fan. Imagine you're an Iowa State fan today. You lost your coach. You're going to lose more coaches. You're probably almost certainly going to lose some probably top players. Your team is in disarray, if you will, even though it took them, which I found this hilarious, it took them hours to find their new head coach. That means like, bam, they had him, bam, within hours. The now former Washington State coach is now going to be at Iowa State. But they had a vote, I guess, over the weekend. They're like, no, we're not going to a bowl game. And so your team's not going to a bowl game. And then the Big 12 is going to fine you $500,000 because you're not going to a bowl game. All right? If you thought being a Penn State fan was rough the last few weeks, imagine being an Iowa State fan today. I really, really feel for those guys. I mean, I really, or folks, I really, really do. Like, oh my gosh. Again, there's a lot of moving parts here. Later today, Board of Trustees will do the rubber stamp. They'll introduce Coach Campbell at a big event. Pat Kraft will be there. You know, is he the big hero now? Or is he just like the cat who landed on his feet instead of on his back? Somebody's going to take my words the wrong way. It's just worth looking at, isn't it? This has been an interesting saga. Over the last 2 months, it was not supposed to go this way. Whoop, 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 whoop. Remember? Coach, got a raise. Coach, got a raise. That coach, got a raise. Nobody probably would have predicted that. Although in hindsight, when you look back at it, you're like, yeah, we shouldn't have been surprised by any of that. All right? Not in this day and age, especially. Just go find money and throw it at people. Boom. I'm trying really hard. I don't want to be insulting to Iowa State. I don't want to be insulting to Virginia Tech. I'm glad they got their guy. We'll see how that goes down there. Brent Pry, this is hilarious. Brent Pry is going to be his defense coordinator. Now, good choice. Why? Pry was just the head coach there for the last 4 years, so at least he knows the neighborhood. And they've worked together. Allegedly, Ricky Ronnie from Old Dominion. Now, Ronnie, I think, has come out and said, no, I'm fine. Not going to Virginia Tech. Not doing that. But again, you look at the ACC as a whole right now, not exactly murderer's row down there. So could James Franklin have success at Virginia Tech? Yeah, he could. Now, you would say, take a look at who they're playing. And again, if you're an ACC fan, you're angry now. Like, this sort of thing. And it's like, okay, the college football playoff, I guess, did they think, we got to put somebody from the ACC in there? All right, put Miami in there. Can't put Duke in there. Well, they're the conference champ. That doesn't matter. Can't put them in there. Let's put Miami in there. Well, okay, Miami gets thrown in. Whoop, Notre Dame. Sorry. Bye. Oh, what great times it is to be a college sports fan. Talk. Which is what we do kind of on this show. So we appreciate you listening. Tune back in tomorrow. We'll do it all over again. Nice day today. Sun's coming out. Going to be a little chilly. Watch out for that. In the meantime, friends, have yourself a terrific Monday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox.
Fox Sports.
The Fox Sports Weekend.
is your Sunday home for the National Football League. All of the big teams.
Spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Big names.
Burrow throws over the middle into coverage, and it is caught. Unbelievable.
It's the NFL. Sundays on Central PA Sports Authority.
The Fox Sports Weekend. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox.
Fox Sports.